For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm Ray Hardman. The two Wethersfield police officers involved in a traffic stop that led to the death of 18-year-old Anthony Jose Vega Cruz have pulled over drivers at a rate higher than their peers. And for each officer, more than half of the drivers stopped were minorities. Those are some of the findings of a new analysis of state traffic stop data conducted by Connecticut Public Radio. Joining me now to discuss these findings is reporter Patrick Scahill. Hi, Patrick.
Hi, Ray.
So it's been almost 2 months since Anthony Jose Vega Cruz was shot by police after fleeing a traffic stop on the Silas Dean Highway. He died days later. Your analysis looked at the history of both officers involved in that fatal stop. What did you find out?
Well, we found out both made a lot of stops, and this was through a combination of state data and FOI FOIA requests by reporters Ryan Lindsay and Frankie Graziano. We found that in the 15 months before the traffic stop that ended Cruz's life, officers Peter Salvatore and Leo Ulizier Jr. were in the top four officers for stops at their department. Specifically, Salvatore made more than 320 stops. And Ulizier, the officer who fired the fatal shots in this case, had striking numbers. He'd only been employed by the town for 8 months before he shot Vega Cruz. But during that time, he logged 266 traffic stops. That's more than most Wethersfield officers make during an entire year.
That's pretty specific data. Where's it coming from?
So this is state data. This has been collected since 2013 as the result of the Alvin W. Penn Racial Profiling Prohibition Act. This is a law that mandates officers report each traffic stop they make. That includes where it happens, who is pulled over, the driver's race, and why the stop happened to begin with. Since 2013, when the data set begins, Wethersfield has consistently been identified by law enforcement experts around the state as pulling over a disproportionate number of minorities. But Wethersfield Police Chief James Citran has historically pushed back against the state analysis of the data, saying some of the ways the numbers are calculated are wrong. Here's a clip of him talking to Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano.
We don't have any officer here that are racially profiling. If I did, I'd fire him. I don't want the grief or something like that.
So in this case, Citran said he's been asked by investigators not to talk specifically about the case of Vega Cruz or the two officers involved. But he told Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano that aggressive policing could benefit the public.
We're looking for officers to do their job and to stop law violators so that the accident rates come down and crime rates come down. That's what we want them to do.
So stopping law violators, or I guess put another way, the reason for a stop, and that's actually in the data, why a driver gets pulled over by a police officer to begin with. So Ray, that was something else that our analysis looked at. And we found Officer Ulizier, the officer who shot Vega Cruz, had a lot of stops for equipment-related offenses. Specifically, more than one in five of his traffic stops were for defective lights. This was a rate that was double the town average from January 2018 through March of this year. We spoke with Melvin Medina. He's director of policy and advocacy at the ACLU of Connecticut. He said he wasn't surprised by our findings, and he argued that Wethersfield Police is conducting a what he called suburban version of stop and frisk through its heavy traffic enforcement.
In many ways, you can get a violation for practically anything. I mean, from driving through a yellow light to dangling an air freshener on your rearview mirror to having a license plate frame. Because it's so broad in that sense, it can serve as a dragnet. Essentially, it gives pretext to stop essentially any car.
But attorney Elliot B. Spector represents Ulizier, and he told Connecticut Public Radio reporter Ryan Lindsay that police are supposed to pull over drivers who break the law.
As long as the motor vehicle stops are good stops, then you're showing activity, and that's a plus.
Okay, so that's the attorney for Ulizier. Do we know why Vega Cruz was pulled over?
No. And the matter at this point is still being investigated by the state's attorney's office, which has yet to render a decision on whether the shooting of Vega Cruz was justified. So right now, no, we still don't really have any clarity on why Vega Cruz was pulled over or why he fled the stop.
All right, great data here. Patrick Scahill, thank you so much.
Thanks, Ray.
You can read the full story by reporters Frankie Graziano, Ryan Lindsay, and Patrick Scahill at WNPR.org.